The year was 1787. A crowd gathered outside of Independence Hall in Philadelphia. As Benjamin Franklin emerged, a woman asked him what the Constitutional Convention produced. "A republic, madam, if you can keep it," his rather pessimistic answer sounded. The question today is, are we listening to Ben Franklin's warning? Are we doing enough to keep this young and fragile republic? History teaches us that fragile it is. The Roman Republic lasted for 400 years, and then failed miserably because of the corruption and lack of patriotism by the elite. The Athenian democracy suffered a similar fate. Those of us who are young and born in this freedom-loving country often take our rights and freedoms for granted. But those who came before us and fought and gave their lives for it know exactly that freedom is not free. You must constantly fight to keep it. We know that we are always just one vote away from losing our freedoms, such as free speech, the right to defend ourselves, which is an important mechanism against government tyranny, and the right to practice religion. Today, all these rights are under constant and systematic attack. Social media has silenced the Girl Scouts for congratulating the new female member of the Supreme Court and the head of the Border Patrol for reporting the arrests of hundreds of dangerous criminals. Some states constantly attack the right to self-defense. Churches and other places of worship are closed, and so are small businesses, the backbone of the American economy, while riots and lawlessness are openly encouraged. Even to the untrained eye, these attacks seem to follow a pattern. They are not random. They methodically want to dismantle the freedoms our founding fathers wisely framed in the Constitution. The founders knew that America would become a melting pot of languages, cultures, and religions, and therefore needed a strong additional glue to hold it together. This was and is the Constitution. Without it, all our freedoms, for which so many fought relentlessly, could be lost. And once they are lost, they will be lost forever. It is because of these rights and freedoms that so many people risk their lives and safety to come to this country. Not because wealth is handed to them, but because opportunity is abundant and achievable. They leave a familiar life to venture into the unknown, because here in the USA, they are not chained by government tyranny, oppression, or suffocating regulations. Here, they can freely choose the lives they want to live and pursue happiness. What is America if not free? But despite all the attacks, the American people have remained true to the republic our founders envisioned. It is in the midst of uncertainty, steady opposition, and vicious attacks that we truly see the influence of our ingenious Constitution and Bill of Rights on our daily lives. Soldiers have fought and died for this country and continue to protect it today. In the pandemic, healthcare workers continue to risk their lives for the well-being of others. Americans are doing their part to protect the most vulnerable, and small business owners are eager to get the country back to normal. In times of chaos, we come together. But whatever we are doing, we must always remember Benjamin Franklin's warning about how fragile our republic is. Without our freedoms, it will cease to exist. We must fight to preserve our rights, nurture the institutions and ideas on which this republic was built, and do it with that same enthusiasm and patriotism that our founding fathers had instilled in us.